1 0 0
Hello, everyone. I just want to say, if you're listening, you're welcome, because this is going to be probably the best podcast you've ever listened to. I should also say thank you, because if you are listening, that means you think this will be as big of a success as I do. So here we go. My name is Paige, by the way. I should have probably introduced myself. Paige, sometimes go by P-Dog. You know, it's literally just like, there's not many nicknames that Paige can be. So if you think of a great nickname, you can let me know. You know, here I am. I'm also here with Meg. She is...
I don't have any cool nicknames.
An Oreo-loving Harry Potter aficionado, penguin-obsessed, trying to think of other things you like, soft pretzels. She's
cereal.
If she could be a spokesperson for Twisted Tea, she would think about it. I don't know if she would do it, but she would definitely think about it.
Half and half.
The regular.
Nope, too heavy.
So here she is.
Hi.
How are you, pal?
I'm just fabulous. That was a hell of a start.
You know.
Typical Paige.
Yeah. Happy you're here. Happy to have you.
Happy to be here.
I just want to, apologize if there's any noise in the background. We're outside right now, and yes, I do live by a park. So if you hear screaming children, it's not because of Meg's face. It is because I live next to a park. So I apologize in advance. I think it'll give a nice flavor to the background.
That's a creepy thing to say, honestly.
Flavor?
That the children in the park are going to give a nice flavor.
Like
a nice
texture to the background.
Of this podcast.
It means we're happy-go-lucky.
Nice texture.
I live next to a park, so it means I'm a nice person.
Does it?
I'm very welcoming to the neighborhood, is pretty much what that means. There was a goddamn T-ball game earlier. I feel like looking at this, it's America right there.
I'd like to point out that it's spring, so none of these events are unusual.
You're right. But I think the T-ball game is really great.
Okay.
So, Meg, I feel like we should jump into how we first met.
Paige is dying to tell
the
story.
But I feel like I want to hear your thoughts about the first time you met
this girl. Sure. My thoughts immediately are what the following is not based on true events, and it's not a true story.
No.
It's not factual.
It's 100% factual.
Definitely not.
Sorry, that was a beer sip pause. Anyway, so let me set the scene. So we are...
I would just like to point out also that Paige is in her element. Like, I've never seen anyone... as in their element as Paige's at this exact moment.
Let's get out of here. So I'm setting the scene.
Okay, sorry.
Also, I just want to also point out that we have a great audience here. They do not want to be named. Those who shall but not be named. What they call
He who
Voldemort?
Shall not be named. And that makes me sad that you didn't know that.
No, but Prince also. Oh, no. Prince was the artist formerly known as Prince. And does anybody? Anyone?
What do you? I don't know what
Thank
you're saying.
Thank
you. What does this have to do with Voldemort?
No, Prince used to go by a symbol, and people used to be the artist formerly known as Prince.
That has nothing to do with Voldemort.
Okay.
Voldemort is he who
Roz knows. Sorry. Oh, Roz said if
redacted.
Roz said if we said his name,
we
then he would sue us. So anyway.
Typical Roz.
God. Ronaldo. Can I call you Ronaldo?
That's fine. Everyone knows now that that's not.
Yeah, it's Roz. Amanda's boyfriend.
Roz's girlfriend. Amanda is here. And our friend Rebecca, and my boyfriend.
English. It was English.
No. Joe knows the story.
Aren't you all in for a treat?
Ronaldo doesn't.
So, English class, Miss Iafrate.
Religion, I thought.
Religion class, Dishwai?
Dishwai.
Religion class, Dishwai.
We did not have Iafrate together.
Okay, well, I had Iafrate. Well,
okay, so let's just point out, we all had Iafrate.
We all
had. Let's just point out that we're already starting.
Ooh, I was in honors.
Let's just point out we're already starting on an untrue basis.
Okay, Meg, they get it. It was so true.
We did not have English together, so your memory's already proving
it's
poor.
A lot of alcohol. So,
nothing.
Dishwai, religion class. Dishwai says, I want everyone to come in tomorrow and say three things about themselves that everyone would like to hear.
I would like to interject here. We were not given a night.
I know. I feel like we were given a night. I remember being given the day to think about.
She said,
"My answers.
To class. Everyone can come up and say three things,
about themselves. Okay.
About yourself.
So
and this. So this is on the spot. That's important.
Johnny on the spot. Okay. So
it's not a thing.
Johnny on the spot. It's a porta potty. Johnny on the Spot. You've never heard
that's
that?
That's not a thing.
Okay. Look at Google.
That's not.
Google.
One person here knows.
Johnny on the Spot. It's an absolutely thing, right, Rose?
No, nobody here knows what you're talking about. That's okay. Not a thing.
Is nobody really supporting you?
I've never heard that in my entire life.
Okay, Beck absolutely knew what I was talking about.
In the meantime, someone can Google that.
So Johnny on the Spot. So
porta potty.
Meg goes up there and she's like, she's like, hi. Hey, should I do those low voice? Hey guys, I'm Meg. I like Oreos. I like my family, my friends. That's it. And she like, that's literally all she said. And that was, I was like, oh, okay.
That is 1,000. That's not three things either.
Okay.
Family and friends is one.
That's Meg. That's it. Okay. So that's literally my first impression of Megan Waldemate.
It's not a true story.
Megan
so
Waldemate,
like
everyone.
That's a false.
Megan Waldemate.
First off, I would like to.
Everyone.
I really hope that my name. I mean, my name. My God, my voice is not that deep. Which now that I realize, all you're hearing is my voice.
It's not. That's just my Meg voice. That's just my Meg voice.
I'm gonna try to keep it high pitched from now on.
Amanda, when you get a free moment, you can go and get me a Miller Lite inside. Great girl.
And also stop doing homework. That's not a true story. I went
100%, 100%.
Up, and the teacher said, everyone say, you know, three things you like, or whatever. Any three things that you
about,
care to
like
share.
Like, about yourself that you want people
anything
to know.
And people
that's
said
what Meg wanted people to know.
An array of things. Like, oh, I like the color blue. My favorite animal is this. Like, it was very basic level knowledge we were sharing.
That's
and
those
so
were Meg's three things.
I was caught off guard, and I probably said my family and friends, and I might have shared Oreos, but they were not in such a flippant manner
100%.
That I threw my arms up in the air and took my seat. And I feel that's an over exaggeration that I'm not okay
well
with.
Do you remember my three things? Probably not.
Yeah, you hold on, your three things were probably like
fantastic.
I love sunshine and I love pink.
I did
and
say
I just
that
love like
I didn't say the sunshine thing, but
bopping around the block. And then
I probably did say Taylor Swift, because that was back in my Taylor Swift obsessed.
And then there was probably like a shimmy. She
stage.
Probably did a twirl. She probably
I don't think I twirled.
She did this weird, you can't say it, but she does this weird pointer thing that she goes like and like points at people like in a very
people love a handgun. A finger gun.
But it's not even like she doesn't
I don't know
pull
what it's
the trigger. It's just a
high
like,
schools hate that. You're right. High schools and probably airlines hate that. But every in regular no, we're not okay, people, we're not getting
moment.
Into
Jesus
the United
Marian
what is it United
Delta,
Delta?
I would just like to get back to
we're
the
not getting into that
the picture of
I age. Love flying because that means I'm going somewhere. So
this is a tangent. I'm gonna reel it back in.
Reel her in.
I'm gonna continue. Paige is not necessarily described in words, it's more in her body language, which consists of pointing,
yes,
shimmying, and like
I don't do that as much anymore.
It does it all the time. And like weird, you know, facial expressions, like head nods and stuff. And
do I head nod a lot?
You do. You or you'll just be like, you know, like wink, or you're like do this. You do
I
this
do. I will say I do love to wink.
She does.
I caught myself wink. Like it's like if people like say something to you like at work, they'll be like like good one, Paige, and they like it's a wink and a.
So many people probably are like creeped out.
I probably have a lot of reports. There she is. A lot of reports to HR, but
I don't think anyone thinks.
I think people with the handgun or the finger guns also like winks. That's just me.
And shimmying. You shimmied a lot.
I don't shimmy at work, though. Back in the day, I was known
so
for
anyway,
it.
So anyway, Paige is very enthusiastic and very peppy and happy. And not that we all aren't, but it was school, so no one's that happy. And it literally was, like, her time to shine. Like, butterfly wings out. Like, let me tell everyone
butterfly
everything.
Wings.
Like, I'm going to shimmy. I love the world. I love everyone. I love music.
You just know
like
what?
Like, a bunch of shimmies. Like, they probably had a... I don't remember because I probably... like was ignoring you because you were
when
annoying.
when you're just
I actually was annoyed by you actually. Now I do remember hating
ooh.
You. I did hate you for a couple years.
Ooh.
I'll be honest.
Well,
but it's because
I think your Uber's here. Think yeah, I just think I just ordered your Uber.
I'm being
so.
Honest. I did not care for you. You were so
well.
No,
I think
no.
I'm just gonna.
I don't want to say involved because that's not a bad thing.
Shotgun this beer I have here.
You were just so like.
Just gonna.
Like what's the word I'm looking for
hope
here?
My blackout.
Eccentric. Yes.
I don't like that word. Eclectic. I like eclectic.
No, you were eccentric as hell. Like
eclectic? I thought that I feel loud, like they're the same word.
Blonde, in your face, pink, glitter, feathers.
Okay, I'm
bows, ribbons. Like, I can't.
I'm done with this story.
Yeah, so now who doesn't like this story? But I did not like you. I didn't care for you. I thought you were way too much and way too.
This is news to me.
Little time. You knew this.
Oh, yeah, I don't really care about this.
You were a lot to handle, especially for someone who wasn't, like, a huge fan of, like, school and, like,
well, this is when Meg was an emo.
That's not accurate. Like. Either. But Paige was just so much.
Yeah,
she
Amanda was
so
more
much.
Of an emo.
I wish I could think of, like, a show. You were like, see, this is a compliment. I don't want you to think it's a compliment.
No, give it to me.
But
give
you were
it,
very Leslie from Parks and Rec. her enthusiasm about parks was like
there
your enthusiasm about school.
No, it wasn't about school. I liked being around the peeps.
Which were in school.
But I mean, not like the actual learning aspect.
They were in school.
I liked the peeps.
Which were in school.
Yeah, but like when you say school, people are like, oh, she really liked school, like learning.
She did really like school.
I didn't care for the learning aspect.
That's
I liked lunch
That's
a lot.
That's why Paige is dumb as rocks these days.
Yes, I am dumb as rocks. So if you see rocks on the ground, I hope you think of me. Yeah, so let's move on. I think we've touched this topic. I feel really good about myself. Ready to, you know, just go for it. So let's move on. So next in our timeline of friendship, we went to Temple University. So I just want to
not for the first year.
Correct. I'm giving Amanda a shout out. I ran into her in the bookstore and I said, "Hey, what are you doing right now? You meeting anybody?
She was probably
going out, and
the entire time.
She was like, you know,
and shimmying.
She was like, you know, I don't really got anything going on. And then
face painted with red and
I followed
and
Amanda around a lot, mm-hmm. and then we made real friends. That's how it all started. So, no, it took Amanda. It took us like a good 2 full days of school to make friends. You know, I felt good about it. We play Nintendo when and we went to the game or the game room. Anyway, shout out to the
shout
game room.
Shout out to Howard Get a Student Center.
Shout out to Howard Get a Student Center. Yeah.
Another milestone for us.
But then sophomore year,
I did not in fact attend. I would just like to clear the record. I did not attend Temple University my freshman year, which is why I was not involved in this lovely bookstore meeting story.
It was really
I attended
St.
Joseph's
story.
University. But I did frequent Temple University for the entirety of that year.
A lot.
Parent Trap. Is that where it's from? Parent Trap?
Somebody Google that.
No, what part is it? I know it is. What part is it? A lot. No, it is. It is Parent Trap. Fantastic movie. I just don't know. I can't picture the scene. A lot.
Yes, there it is. Wow. Yeah.
Way to go.
Man.
Way to go, team.
Guys, classic movie. Oh, my God.
What a talented individual to play 2 parts at such a young age.
Such a talent. Oh, my God. She was. You know who else was such a talent at a young age? Amanda Bynes.
Ugh.
I could
so
rave about her for
talent.
Days. I just watched. What the heck did I just watch? When she goes to England and her dad's like a
What a Girl Wants. We were here for it.
Fantastic movie.
We had
a
whole
what
conversation
a girl
about
wants.
Colin Firth, remember?
Yes. Oh my God. But that Oh, she's the man. Okay.
Oh yeah.
That was her prime. She's the man. That
no,
was her prime.
No, Amanda's show was her prime.
Amanda's show was her
like,
rising
that
point.
Was the
that
ultimate
was her rising point. I think okay.
Moody's Point was the prime.
Moody's Point. But
that was
the
prime.
I think when she did She's the Man, that was the tipping point.
Because
then it was a downward spiral. Like Easy A, she was in that. I think that's when she had her Looney Tune days starting
oh,
to
she
rise.
Oh,
yeah,
she was Easy A.
Yeah, she was.
Forgot.
I watched her the other day, so that's how I knew.
And she's the blonde, like, Bible one.
Bible
that's right.
loving gal.
That's right. Well, she had to be normal somewhat because she was able
I
to.
I don't think
like,
so.
No, because she was able to get through the movie.
You're right. She still had her comedic timing.
To my knowledge, right? Maybe she had a big role and we just didn't know.
Can't be sure. I miss her. I wish Amanda Bynes so much well.
Uncontrollable
I don't think that's the right
forces
term.
Brought
like you
her
wish
down.
Someone well. I wish her so much success. She's in fashion school, right?
You're right. You weren't very into learning in high school, were you?
No, I was. Right. Yeah, I didn't learn much.
Fashion. She's in fashion school.
She's in fashion school. I wish her the best. I will.
If you're listening.
Amanda Bynes, if you were listening, send me one of your pieces in your clothing line. I would love to see it. We can wear it. Be our sponsor.
Don't stress
sponsor
about
us.
It.
Hey, guys, if you're listening to this, rate this 5 stars. I don't even know if we have like a rating system. I don't even know how this is going to go up. Nobody might listen to this.
Do you rate podcasts? Is one? Is there like a little system of shapes that you rate? Like we get 4 headphones.
5 stars. 5 stars. It's like rating like a song on iTunes. I don't know if people do that.
Do people do that? Yeah.
I think.
Paige definitely. Yeah. Let me just make something clear. If there's one thing that I believe strongly, it's that Paige went back and rated songs all the time on iTunes.
You know what? Back in the day when iTunes was 99 cents, that was everyone's jam. And I...
Like, I never used it. I feel like I always
you
did.
You don't remember getting an iTunes gift card in your, like, stocking?
Wait, did you have to...
And, like, you know being never, like, thank you, Jesus, for being born today because I just got an iTunes gift card.
Did you have AT&T when you were a child or Singular as it was?
Sprint. No, no, I was Verizon, but now
I'm
Sprint.
There's a reason for this. Because sure. I was never able to record ringtones, like, from iTunes and
sucks
stuff.
To suck.
So I had to buy them, and that was, like, the biggest thrill you could get.
What
like,
was,
you go
what
on your
was,
phone.
What was your best ringtone that you can remember?
Oh, man. I had such an array. Sexy Can I?
Also, I just want to note, second time you said array tonight, I like it.
Yeah?
I like it.
Thank you so much.
Strong word. Sexy Can I?
Sexy Can I was a big one.
Like that.
That was my best purchase.
Guys, the sun is setting. The sun is set. We missed. I wish we captured the sunset.
Definitely can't do that.
So, okay, Sexy Can I?
Sexy Can I was the winner. I thought.
Don't sing it. Don't sing it. We don't have the copyrights.
Right, I'm sorry. But anyway, I thought that was my best one. I'm trying to think of the other ones, but I could record after that. But there was a point in time where you can only.
Oh, what was that Justin Timberlake song?
Bringing Sexy
yes,
Back.
Yes, I remember. I don't remember. I didn't have it. Carrie had it, and I thought she was so freaking cool on her Razor phone.
I never got a Razor. AT&T didn't have Razors. Thanks a lot, AT&T.
I had a Crazer. Thank you, Rod.
Rod. Yeah, no,
I feel like you had a lot of issues with AT&T.
I still have issues with AT&T, if you're listening, AT&T. I think your service is horrific. AT&T next.
But AT&T, if you want to sponsor us.
We won't accept. I'm saying. No, we will.
No, I, you know.
Do people get sponsored? Is that like a thing? Is that?
I feel like you didn't listen to any of the podcasts
I told
you
to listen
to. If
anyone is listening and you are wondering, like, where should I put my sponsorship? There's a specific company out there I'd like to give a shout out to for years of wonderful service, and that is Kellogg's. And if you would like to be
oh my God, Kellogg's
sponsor, I could talk you up.
Frosted
for days.
Flakes. What else? It's the first thing I like, Tony the Tiger.
Any cereal brand wow. in America wants.
Meg, that's a yeah.
free.
Everybody
publicity.
Who's listening to this, tweet out like tweet out to Kellogg's.
What?
Kellogg's.
Okay, well, I don't need money. I will talk about it for free. That's how good their products are.
Yeah, we're talking about it right
Every
now.
Every cereal brand.
This
not
is
just limited
free
to Kellogg's.
Publicity. Kellogg's.
I get some. I'm going to say, I'll give you my top 5 right now. Right now,
so,
it's,
Meg, you said you had a story that you wanted to tell.
Just kidding. Captain Crunch is number 1, just in case you're wondering. You're following
really?
The saga. Yeah, you would have known if you didn't interrupt me. Captain Crunch is
Honestly,
my favorite cereal. Honestly,
I kind of want to hear the top 5. Let's do it.
Oh, now you want to know.
I'm into it. Let's do
she
it.
Cuts me. Okay.
You would be shocked by my favorite cereal.
What's your favorite cereal?
I want to hear your top 5.
No, tell me. I can't focus until you tell me.
Raisin Bran Crunch. Ew. I am 70 years old.
If anyone is looking to take a place in a podcast, there is one that is now open.
No. Honey Bunches of Oats are definitely my favorite. Yeah, but I do love Raisin Bran. I do love Raisin Bran.
So
I will put it out there.
I will say that my morning cereal is, I use Puffins because they're healthier. But okay. My top 5 favorite
Fancy
cereals
puffins.
Are, at the current
puffin
moment.
Puffin is a cute bird.
Okay. It changes every day. But right now, it's definitely Captain Crunch, Frosted Flakes, mm-hmm. Cocoa Pebbles. Oh God, this feels like picking your favorite children or something out of like all of your kids.
Goodness.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
All right, it's classic.
Who's gonna be last?
Here we go.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I feel like I have so much power. What? I get
the peanut gallery over
Cinnamon
here.
Toast Crunch.
Oh,
Right
solid.
Now, they're like,
solid.
I feel like the last three kind of always switch out.
But what's your favorite holiday edition
Count
cereal?
Count
there
Chocula.
She is. I thought that was going to be your number
Count
one.
Count Chocula. That's a limited edition, so I feel like it's unfair to give it a permanent slot, but yeah. I really feel this strongly. Like, this isn't just for fun. Like,
amazing.
I really feel this way.
That's amazing. What was I going to say? I was going to cut you. Oh, you had a story to tell me.
Oh, okay.
Here.
I feel like
story time, children.
Nobody knows.
Tucked
well
into bed.
To understand.
I wonder if people, do you listen to podcasts at night, like tucked in a bed? Okay.
I'm a YouTube person.
I read books.
You two, the band? Bono, are you a U2 fan? Is that what you said? Or YouTube?
Currently reading Big Little Lies, in case anyone's wondering. That's
com.
My book of the week.
I need to, okay, listen.
I just watched the show.
I really need to start watching it. I'm
highly recommended.
This is where I'm at in life right now. I just want to tell you.
Nicole Kidman is
I'm very invested in
fantastic.
Girls. Next week is the last episode of Girls.
Pages into Girls.
Girls, the HBO show. Okay, I'm not going to talk about it, but I feel like a piece of me is going to be, like, gone after the show is over. Anyway, go
I
on.
I don't care for the show.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. What am I doing? Oh, my story. Okay, so this is going to make sense to people who don't know me. But so I
so if you don't know her, just fast forward through
just
this part.
Just imagine that you do. Think of your biggest fear and then place that into the story where I'm going to talk.
Oh, this is getting real. Here we go.
Okay, so I work in
make sure to talk into the mic.
I like what do you say? It's like right at my face. Like I can't really
I
go closer
without it being like.
What?
Okay.
So I work in the student center, and so they have events going on at all times, and I'm friends with the woman who runs some of those events. Oftentimes, movies. If anyone knows where I'm headed in this direction, there's oftentimes movies shown at our student center. So I went to her office to have a chat, and unbeknownst to me, the movie of this month
Another
is
great word, unbeknownst.
Okay. The movie of this month is the sequel. The sequel? The threequel. What's the third? Threequel?
The trilogy.
The trilogy.
The trequel. I like trequel.
I like threequel. And it is the third movie in the the Ring saga. I am petrified beyond belief of that little terrifying.
But the thing I want to preface is that Meg loves scary movies. She
I
likes
do.
Being scared.
But I do not like her. There's something about her. It's not right.
Do you have a question?
Those movies.
She's making fun of my hand. I did a weird hand thing. Anyway, go
told
on.
You. There's something not right about her. Like those movies are
not
right.
Not me, the Ring person.
And Paige. But there's just something like even in Scary Movie 3, like a classically funny movie, I can't. And I'm scared of aliens too, so like Signs really messed me up. But the
do you believe
I've
in
never
aliens?
Seen The Ring. I've never seen it. And so there was a gigantic, and I mean like 30x40 size poster in her office.
Did you
just of the chick from The Ring?
Did you pee your
standing,
pants?
And I didn't realize, and I shrieked. I ran out of the
you
office.
Shrieked.
I couldn't.
I
be
wish.
There.
Oh my god! I wish someone got that
so,
on video.
Okay, so right, whatever. So like,
ugh,
it's over.
That should be our. If someone got that on video, you shrieking, that would be our opening to this podcast.
But they didn't. So
anyway.
So I'm walking.
Somebody
you know,
scare Meg and video it.
I just want to get through this story.
We'll recreate
it's
it.
Really traumatic.
Okay, here we go.
So I walk into the student center today, just like not paying attention.
Yeah, of
and
course.
And I. Got stuck behind people because people don't know how to walk.
Slow walkers are the worst.
I could talk about that for a whole other hour.
We'll talk about that another podcast.
But anyway, and I look to my left.
Someone remind us.
And facing me is that fucking poster. And I swear my day's been off since. Like, it's not. There's something not right about that girl. She's not okay. Like,
oh! Ah!
And you know what? How's she doing all the killing with the hair in her face? Because I never saw the film. But I can't imagine you could accurately murder someone when, like, my hair's always in my face, and I can't do anything. I can't accomplish
true.
Any tasks.
True. You know.
How does she do it?
You know, I've never seen the movie because
I'd
I don't
like,
watch scary movies, so I really can't.
With just like her
oh,
her look.
So just her being scary like scares you to death. Yeah, like,
so you just see her and you die of fear. But like, do you die of fear or does she have powers?
I think you die of. It's incredible.
But from fear
do you
or
like
from
those movies, Roz?
Supernatural
Roz
thing.
Hear it now. Roz is a big fan.
So she doesn't
of
actually.
The Ring trilogy.
But anyway, that was my traumatic experience from today. So now you all know why.
Ugh, you okay, man?
I was really
you're
not.
Be all right?
It took me a little bit. And like, I felt awkward because I'm like, people are passing this like normal. And I felt petrified. I guess I would have died
in
the
petrified.
Movies.
I'm sorry that
I thought you'd find that hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious, but I'm sorry that traumatic thing happened
really,
to you.
Oh, if there had been an aliens poster, I would have just died on the spot.
What's your deal with aliens?
Because they're real. It's too real. Okay. Things aren't funny. Or like scary. Scary.
I don't
cool
think
when
aliens are scary. Like I'm.
They're scary.
They intrigue me.
Hell. They're real. They're so incredibly real.
Have we not?
They're just.
Have we not?
Everyone knows.
I don't know. Okay, I like that.
I'm just always convinced that I'm going to, like, befriend somebody and then years later find out, like,
they were
an
alien,
like, getting recon on the world. And
well,
I am going
to
be, like...
If you had to choose one person to be an alien out of our friends, who would it be? Like
so you're asking who I'd want, like...
No, who
out of all of our...
Well, no. I mean, like, if you just think one person could be an alien...
Or if I thought one person was an alien out of our friends, like, who would it be?
Correct. That's not to kill.
And I was like, you know what? I could see them secretly being
an
undercover alien.
Yeah, who do you think could be an alien?
Definitely not Amanda.
Not Amanda, because she's into zombies. She's into zombies.
Not even that. I just don't think she could pull it off. Joe definitely could not pull it off.
No, Joe wouldn't.
Roz could definitely not pull it off. I feel like he's too, like, he's just not. Beck could be like a low-key sleeper cell. Alien.
Low-key sleeper. Because
she's
alien.
Too kind. None of our friends are kind, and she's kind, and I feel like that is something.
Am I not a kind person?
Aliens watched, like, Full House, and they were like, oh, this is how, like, Earth people act, and then they sent Becca and realized, like, people aren't actually like that.
Wow.
That's just where my head's at.
So, everyone, if you see Rebecca, keep your eyes peeled on her, because she could secretly be an alien.
This is going to turn into, like, a Megan's, like, in a shed, like, with, like, secret documents. Like, I'm convinced aliens are taking over.
Here we go.
They are. They're real.
I don't know if they're taking over.
Yet.
We don't know yet.
Yeah.
We don't know yet. We'll see. We'll find out.
Maybe
we'll find
they're,
out
like,
about
the
it.
Ones in signs, and you could just dump water on them.
Guys, can we just talk about how beautiful this weather is?
It's all right. I don't care.
Are we getting chilly? I'm feeling alive.
I actually really like
Do you want to get some blankets?
I like rainy weather.
Okay, we'll talk
that's,
about
that's that's what I mess with, rainy weather.
Since you like rainy weather, do you wish you were in
Washington
the Twilight movies?
I had that ready to go. Forks, Washington, but I
no,
don't.
No, in the Twilight movies.
I don't wish I was in those movies because everyone in those movies is just.
A vampire?
Disgrace. It's vampire, yeah.
Did you? Too. You know I never read those books.
You should just count yourself lucky. The Twilight books. That could be a whole series in itself, me talking about Twilight books. Because those books.
Let's be real. Yeah, I did see the movies.
They give you
because
very
that was what everyone
bad
did
messages.
Back in high school.
I just have a lot of feelings because.
Oh, here we go.
For so many reasons. One, she had no reason to move.
Spoiler alert!
I'm not spoiling anything.
I don't know if
I'm
any of you have seen Twilight.
You.
I don't think any of you have probably seen
this
Twilight.
This is literally the first. No, this
no,
is the first
just in case. Just
chapter.
In case.
She
listen,
moves.
If
she
you're
Arizona.
Looking to watch Twilight, please fast forward right now.
No.
Here's
no,
a spoiler.
This isn't ruining anything. She moves from her beautiful home with the mother that she cares for to go see her estranged father because she feels
I
like
thought
she
he was a nice guy.
She
the
feels
dad.
Like as a teenager, it's her responsibility to give her mother like space
Ooh,
because
just
she's
got
married.
A phone call.
Like that doesn't make sense. She's
telemarketer.
Not, I have some. I wish I could give my phone number out because I could talk about this for days. She is ridiculous.
Guys, if you Meg, do you want to give people your social media platform? So if
I thought you
they
were gonna say social security number, and I was like, I don't want to do that.
But your social media platforms, just in case they want to have this discussion with you about Twilight.
I truly do not know what they are. I could not tell you what my social media names are.
Find
I
me
know
on
that
Instagram
my Twitter,
at PageyWeegee12.
My Twitter is 1,000%.
Find
Lord
me at Twitter at page underscore Shuck.
It's fine. I'll just
Shuck is with a C,
just
not just a
done.
Straight up H. S C H.
Back to me. Mine is. My
Add me on Facebook.
I'll just forget it. My Twitter handle is I know for certain.
Meg, I have a question.
No, that could just be the running joke. No one will ever figure out my Twitter handle this whole time.
No, what is... Tell someone...
No, what's your question before you forget?
Did you put my phone number on, like, a call this number list? Because boy has my phone been blowing up with, like, fake numbers.
My initial answer, I want to say, is no. But as you...
Oh!
That,
did you put my number
I don't
on a call
know.
This number because they...
I don't know. I
Please.
I have, like, a very distant memory that I might have...
Here we go.
I don't know. I kind of feel like I was waiting for this to happen, but I can't remember. It could have been a dream. I've done it to Amanda before.
Oh, my God. I just.
I've given your number out. I gave your number out one time instead of my own.
Do you have any, I'm trying to think if I have a, do you want to hear a story about, okay, this is a magician.
I didn't actually have a say in if I wanted to hear it or not.
This is a magician story.
I have a magician story. This is great.
So.
I love magic.
Just recently I was working this event and I was running around crazy because I was like, I was working it hard. You know what I mean?
That sounds so. I feel like you should clarify what it is that you do, because that sounds.
No, I don't want to talk about my job. You never know.
That sounds even worse. You're making it sound so worse.
Well, because I'm on like a
prostitute.
I'm on like a temporary basis right now, trying to get that full time gig. So I just want to keep it PC.
They do in fact have part time prostitutes. Apparently, that is a thing.
Anyway, I work in sports. This is not helping me any better. Anyway.
It could be a sport.
So I was working this big event and there was a magician show. And okay, listen,
love of God, tell the story.
I'm doing it. I want to hear your thoughts on this. So there was a magician and he was doing this trick and he was like, I need a boy. I need a boy. Bring a boy up here. And he brought the little boy up and he was like, blow up this balloon. And he couldn't do it. And he was like, oh shoot. Like it was one of those like balloons, like balloon artists make, so it's like those are difficult to blow up.
So like a balloon, just like a balloon.
Correct. So he was like, let's bring a little girl up here, and I was like, okay, let's see what's happening here. So
just waving her arm in the crowd wildly,
me
elbowing
please!
Little children
me!
Out of the way.
No, he picked like this little like 5-year-old adorable little girl. So he is like, okay, little girl, I want you to blow. Like, he's like, little boy, hold the balloon. Like, you're going to blow it up. Little girl, I want you to blow into his ear. And he's like, to the little boy, did you like that? And he's like, mommy. And he's like, well, you'll like it in a couple of years. I was like, isn't that so inappropriate?
Where did you learn sex from? My magician.
Literally.
Wow.
These are children. I left. I was so appalled.
That's
yeah,
fresh.
I honestly should have stayed to see how the trick ended, but I didn't.
Wow.
I went and got a soft pretzel. So
did the mom say anything? Was she like, what? Did
Honestly, I feel like I was the only one who caught it, because all the little kids are like, like, blow the balloon. Like, I don't. It just, I just,
wow.
I just was, you know, I just wanted to bring
that's
that up.
Real twisted.
Magicians, you can't trust them.
You can. Magicians are fabulous. I love magicians.
I kind of wish
Friday.
I was a magician. Let's hear it.
And I'm telling you.
Wait, where?
Temple University Global Gala.
Okay. Meg needs to stop talking about Temple University.
No, seriously. And there was a magician and he was fabulous. Like, I don't care. Like, Joe was telling me that there's like a show or something where they like dissect the magic tricks. And I don't want to know.
No.
Because
I would love that.
You just have to buy it.
Joe,
like,
you
want to
go?
Just buy that shit. You're like, oh, you pulled a card out of, like, your stomach. You throw it up. That's amazing. I don't need to know the logistics behind it. It's just pretty cool. That's how I feel about that.
Ugh, man.
Oh, man.
Well, I think this is a fantastic first podcast.
We went on so many tangents.
I know.
I have so many thoughts. That's the problem.
I know. We have a lot of thoughts. But I think this was awesome. If you did enjoy this, please let us know. Like I said, follow me on Twitter. Like, I should probably make all of my social medias consistent, but I think my Twitter is page_shuck, pagey12 on the IG, pshuck on Snapchat. I'm not the best snapper.
Paige is reading these off her arm right now. She actually wrote them in pen. It's pretty weird.
They're actually tattooed on my stomach. And
definitely not that.
I mean, Facebook straight up, maybe. I don't really add people I don't know, but we'll see. So that's where I'm at. If you did enjoy this, let us know.
If you have
questions for us,
just listen anyway. You have nothing
let
else
us know.
Better to do. I guarantee.
I hope
I
you enjoyed this.
Tea.
So Meg,
what?
Sign us out.
I never came up with anything clever to say.
Well, that's our.
Da-da-da!
And that's it.
Bye,
friends.